Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the I don't get it. Like, I don't get it podcast.
Oh my God.
Like, you guys are like, so confused. Like, what's happening?
You're both wearing like ancient t-shirts right now.
I know.
Lauren, you got this t-shirt while you lived here. It's not that ancient.
What's hilarious is Ashley and I are both wearing long sleeves, and that is exactly how I would describe my Kith long sleeve because the color is so faded in it. It's like, it's borderline, should I throw it out? But I just came from tennis, which is why I'm wearing this.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
of course.
I just, you know, I don't know. I got no excuse, but it says a Titanic quote on it. No, so it doesn't matter. I know, but how old it is.
They both came to fruition at the same time. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lauren, respect. I really miss you.
I miss you.
No, you don't.
I really do. I really
you
do.
You don't miss anyone.
I don't think that Lauren misses anybody but me and Hunter.
No, no, because if you don't feel it, then she probably misses me, and I just don't feel it either.
But she says she misses you, so.
Well, yeah, but she's just saying that because we're recording right now.
No, I'd say that off air as well.
Okay, anyways, I have like a couple I don't get it.
Okay.
So you guys know I'm like dating someone new. First of all, actually,
it's like not even that new anymore.
It is new.
Okay, fine.
It's not even been 2 months. It's so
three
new.
Months is when it's old.
It's like a fetus. Oh, that's gross. Anyways, how do you guys feel about the word sure?
I think it can be interpreted so many ways.
I cannot stand the word sure. I know that people, it's kind of like KK. I know that people
KK is better.
Sure. I mean, I'm sorry. It's kind of like K.
Okay. Oh no, it's not as bad as K.
It's not as bad as K. And I know that it doesn't necessarily mean that you're being dismissive, but I cannot stand the word sure.
You know
I
can who think says of it all the time.
Who?
Nick.
Nick's always like, sure, but... No. So are you referring to sure in a texting manner or in a talking manner?
Sure, okay, as in like the okay, as a different way of saying okay or sounds good. Sure.
For me personally, texting is the worst way to use sure, but I don't like it verbally either. I hate when you're like, hey, want to go get ice cream? And someone's like, sure.
Yeah, that means like they're not in it. It means okay, I'll do it for you.
That's what I think it means, but I don't think people using sure think that. I think people that use sure think that they're saying actually just okay. But to me, I'm like, it's so dismissive. It's like
it's dismissive to me as well.
I'm over here like saying sure, like in different ways, thinking like, oh, I fucking do that. Like, you want to do this? Sure.
Yeah. I would say it's probably based on something I could just take or leave.
I just think use any other word, literally any other word. So anyways, he's said it to me during text and I'm like, all right, well, don't let me drag your arm. Like, and he's like, I don't mean it like that. And I'm like, I hate the word sure.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we both feel the same way about this.
It's so unenthusiastic.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's because like they don't have a passion either way.
That's what I
think. So they're going to go along with you. What,
you think that, Lauren? Or you think it's just normal?
It's definitely that. Or maybe they're just trying to seem not super eager.
Nonchalant,
yeah, but like I'd be like, sure, but we're like, guys, we're going, you know,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay, so another thing that I've been thinking about for the both of you, because you guys have been in relationships for a while, do you guys never drive anymore?
Never drive. I think I have more sun damage on one side of my face than the other because Jared just drives all the time.
I literally thought of Ashley because this guy, you guys know, I love cars. I love to drive. I love my Jeep. I love my Wrangler. And so, but now, you know, like if I'm doing something with him, it's like, I don't know. They
what
love
kind of car
drive.
Does he have?
A pickup truck.
Which is very hot.
You guys are hilarious.
Oh, wow.
So anyways, I literally thought to myself, I bet Ashley stopped driving when she met you.
Years ago.
Does she even drive any? I don't even remember the last time I saw you driving a car.
No, now like I really don't like it. Okay, so here's the deal. I like to drive, but only when I'm driving alone and on the highway or in a non-congested suburb. I hate driving in LA.
No one enjoys that. You're not unique.
Nobody enjoys driving in LA. Yeah. Apparently, she likes it.
No, I'm just saying in general, I like to drive.
I don't in general like to drive. I like to drive in my specific favorite areas.
This is hilarious. So you
Jared
just literally
can always drive around here. Like,
you
take the keys.
Have a chauffeur.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I like try to get him to drive, even if I'm running an errand now, so I don't have to park here. So I'm just like, hey, can you just like pull up to the curb? I'll run inside.
Does he like driving though?
Yeah, he loves driving. I mean, I think he enjoys the act, and he loves the control of it.
Okay, so Lauren, what's your driving relationship, symbiotic relationship with Hunter?
Well, since I am the most incredible driver,
think you're the most efficient.
Lauren is the weirdest but when it comes to this because you are the most aggressive. You're the aggressive, and
her definition of successful driver is who gets there the fastest at any expense, which is not a successful, efficient, great driver.
I have eyes on every crevice of my head, guys. I'm a fucking spider.
Yeah, but you take risks. That's the thing. You are a risk taker behind the wheel because you would rather be right in the accident and like have the accident rather than like be
correct.
The person
correct.
Who was bullied around in the car.
If
that
someone
makes sense.
Was going left and they weren't supposed to go left, I'm going to continue on my journey and have them look like an idiot. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we've talked about that moment that we were going on a double date. Yeah. And Lauren purposefully hit the car in front of us.
Wait, what?
Are you serious? You think that you just forgot this story?
I'm sure you guys have told it. I've been getting so old. I feel like Dory now.
Lauren was a brief synopsis.
We were very late for a date, a double date. And
Lauren really liked the guy, and I did not like the guy I was trying to be set up with. So I was like, "Let's the traffic's fine, Lauren."
Oh, you were being set up.
We were both. Well, it was like the guy that Lauren was sort of seeing's friend.
Got it.
Anyway.
So Lauren had some high stakes in this story,
exactly.
In other words.
Yes. She was like, at any expense, yeah. We can't be late for this guy I like.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, he was the worst.
The sexiest, guys. The sexiest. I'm not fucking around. The sexiest, okay? So the car, we were already late, and then the car in front of me was turning like goddamn molasses. So then I didn't really slow down. I kind of just wanted to scoot by him, but in my scooting by him, I hit the back. It was like going 5 miles an hour.
Oh, fender bender.
Yeah,
I thought you said it was on purpose.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, Lauren.
I thought I was going to get by.
Stop. Okay. Lauren, stop. And then she was like, I'm going to keep going. And then, of course, we had a very nice hot cop, or he wasn't even a hot cop, but he was just like a nice young cop. And we were totally dulled.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. That's true. And we were totally dulled up, and he gave us the easiest out.
Yeah. He was like, these guys don't give a fuck about their cars. Go on your way.
Wow. Damn, Lauren.
Anyway. What that start as? Oh, if I drive.
Lauren's driving.
What is your driving relationship with Hunter?
He drives.
That's interesting because you love to drive. So
yeah, but
he's
really good and I feel comfortable and I don't feel irritated in the passenger seat.
Oh, that's good. Do you ever have urges to want to drive?
Yeah, and then I'll drive. Yeah.
Okay. But like also, does he let you drive his car at all?
Yeah.
What's the percentage? Like what's the percentage?
Him 90, me 10.
Wow. Yeah, Lauren, see that? Well, that's actually crazy. So what I'm gathering from this small survey of two people, you and you, that once you get in a relationship, sometimes you don't drive anymore.
Jen and Tanner are opposite though. She drives more than him.
Oh, see, I'm
really?
A Jade, I think.
Why?
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah,
Tanner's
why?
So funny. Why?
I think he just likes being driven around.
That's so unhelpful.
Okay, you guys, I don't know. I really like they haven't driven anywhere in like the past 2 years.
Well,
okay,
who has
but
in
when
LA
they were
in a
driving more and like back and forth to LA, she used to do it more.
Wait, we have to have Tanner on to talk about their driving relationship.
That's funny. Tanner would actually be pretty funny to come on. Ramble.
We should have Tanner on. I'm dying to have Ben Higgins on too. Really want to talk to them.
We'll have him on maybe next week.
So, Ashley,
Yeah.
I've been wearing jewelry recently.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
You're finally coming into that phase of life.
I'm becoming a woman. yeah. So for some reason, guys, I went through a huge phase where I just like wasn't into jewelry. I should say I'm slowly, gradually coming into it because I really only wear rings.
Okay.
But I recently found this company called Orate.
Okay. I got a ring from them too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. So this ring that I'm wearing right now, it is, I have to like, look up the, okay, so it's called the Sensu ring, mm-hmm. and this one's called the Deco Fan Gold Ring. Isn't it just like so pretty? It's like
so pretty.
It just gives me like, I don't know.
So,
it makes,
oh, it's so you.
It's so me. So you. It has like a nautical vibe. I feel like I have Florida on my finger. Anyways, I love Ori, and we wanted to tell you guys about it because their gold feels substantial, and the stuff that they have that has diamonds in it sparkles and shines, and it is just so high quality and so beautiful, and it's because it's all real gold. So you can actually wear it and never have to take it off. So I shower in it. I play tennis in it. I even sleep in it, which is like unheard of for me because I just, like I told you guys, don't wear jewelry. And it's just jewelry for life, and all their pieces come with a lifetime warranty because they know that it'll last.
Yeah. It's a low price jewel for high quality because Orate sells directly to you without the middleman markup. So they can offer you the same quality as a traditional Fifth Avenue brand, but it's at a fraction of the cost. Orate like hacked the jewelry market, making real gold accessible. And we also love that they do good because for every piece sold, a child in need receives a book to further their education,
which is unreal. It's like so, so amazing. But what I love about it is, don't you feel like whenever you're on Instagram, all these jewelry brands are just so expensive? It's like, mm-hmm. I don't have $300 to blow or like $500 to blow on a ring, you know?
Yeah. I just wanted to show off the ring that I got. It was one of the birthstone rings, mm-hmm. but I didn't get my own birthstone. I got the emerald one, which is from May.
The emerald, so I love better. Emerald.
That's so funny.
And aquamarine. I like aquamarine.
Wait,
but
we're March. We're both together.
Oh, yeah,
wait,
that's right.
So funny. I've always hated aquamarine,
really?
And I've always wanted
like
to be
it.
April because it's diamonds.
Lauren's
and then
is good because hers is sapphire.
That's so funny.
Anyway, you guys, enough about us. Now it's your turn to get your own Orate jewelry for 15% off. Get your first Orate purchase by going to Orate, so that's Aurate NewYork.com, AurateNewYork.com/IDGI, and use the promo code IDGI. That stands for I don't get it, if you didn't figure that out. You must, yep, that's it.
And we promise that you will be getting so many compliments like we have on your Orate jewelry. Okay, so in the spirit of, in this conversation of driving, the last thing that's sort of like, it's not an I don't get it, but these are just things that I wanted to talk to you guys about. So this person that I'm talking to also like opens the door for me every time we get in the car, which is like such a nice gesture. But in my head, I'm thinking, guys, How long is this going
to
keep
That'll
up
last
for?
6 like, months
once,
to the day.
Once you set this standard, you know what I mean? Like, is this door going to be open for me for the rest of my life? Is this, if this was to go the long haul, like,
it could.
I actually wouldn't want that to go on my whole life. I'd be like, okay, bitch, I can do things myself. And I'm normally the one that's like, put my suitcase up in the bin.
Yeah.
Carry both
yeah,
the
suitcases.
Yeah,
because opening the door doesn't use
hard.
Any strength.
Exactly.
You're like, I can do this one.
Eventually, I'd be like, okay, I'm over it. I'm strong. I can do it. I don't want to be too strong, but I'm just strong enough to open the door.
Did that ever happen to you guys? Like, did they open the door for you and then one day they just... the door just it wasn't open for you anymore?
Hunter opens the door for me when we go on like dates, but not like if we're going to like
super
you know,
sweet.
That's so random. I think
I don't know. It's
no, I don't think that's random. I think that's appropriate. That makes sense.
Like during a
it's
date,
like sets
yeah.
the tone.
Yeah, I like that. But it's like, then why not just do it all the time? It's kind of funny.
Eventually, it gets old if yeah. you do it all the time,
yeah,
and it's
exactly.
not like a special occasion thing. Like you want to keep it special,
right? Right.
My I don't get it is in movies and maybe in real life, people go say, okay, now go wash up for dinner. What
Ew.
The fuck are you washing? What the fuck are you washing?
Okay, that's like very old school, you know? That like they used to say that in the 90s. I don't think they say that anymore in movies.
No, or- I heard it the other day and that's why I thought about it. And it was like a current movie. And I'm like,
oh, really?
I mean, I think they just mean go wash your hands.
Was it a current movie that took place back in the day?
Do you agree with me?
Yeah. That seems like a 90s
statement. Yeah, that my mom would say that even. Like, go wash up.
My mom never said that.
What's changed since then to now that we don't, quote, wash up?
I don't think people shower as much as we used to shower back in the day.
Okay, I don't
think
that's it, but like I agree with that. I think it has to do with people sitting down to dinner, like at the dinner table as a family more back then.
So like you wash your hands and you change your clothes?
I don't know.
No, I see what Ashley's saying. It's like dinner was more, and I'm sure it still is in some families, but it was more of an event. It was like a communal thing. And so people would want to come to that event clean. Right?
Yeah.
Especially if you were outside playing all day.
Oh, there's
and
that
kids
too.
Kids don't play outside.
Which is another, okay. that's another thing. That's the other component of it being a 90s thing for me. Because like we used to play outside.
Be sweaty and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. That makes sense.
And now kids are just on their phone doing nada.
That makes sense. Okay. Thank you for your analyzing. Can you sleep now?
I don't like it either. Because I'd rather them just say, go wash your hands.
Yeah. But also, there's so many times you eat in the day without washing your hands.
I try to wash my hands.
Dinner must you wash your hands,
which is kind of gross. It's funny because this whole pandemic has made me think about how disgusting we were like before.
Mm. Yeah, or just had really good immune systems for being disgusting.
Well, yeah, exactly. Of course, you have to be like exposed to certain germs to like build immunity to it. But yeah, when you think about like. I don't know. Like, remember when the pandemic first hit and all the airplane companies were like, we have installed new filters, so blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, why didn't you guys have that?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I was gonna say, they apparently say that, like, our airplane is an actual hard place to get it now. But isn't that crazy that now?
Yeah.
And now they wipe down.
Yeah.
Because remember how before, like, people used to say, like, oh, my God, the most dirty place in the entire world is, like, the tray of an airplane?
100%. Yeah.
So
now it's very clean. It's wiped down every day by you and then also the like flight attendant or whatever.
Right.
Crew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I have like no I don't get us on my list this week.
That's great.
But no, it's not great.
Why?
I like to I don't get things.
You like to not. Well, it means that you're like living. Nothing's bothering you. I feel like.
you did say under my Instagram the last bite dilemma because we had
that
ad with
a
Philadelphia.
Great one.
Philadelphia cream cheese and their new cheesecake bites.
Their cheesecake bites were around like in the 90s, weren't they?
90s, I feel 90s, like they 90s. Were, yeah.
I feel like they definitely have had cheesecake of some, like some sort of cheesecake.
I remember eating
cheesecake.
Them. They were
kind cheesecake.
Of cheesecake. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Cheesecake. They had the raspberry cheesecake and the chocolate cheesecake.
Everyone listening, Ashley and Jared, if you didn't already know, which I'm sure you do, Ashley and Jared were in a Philadelphia cream cheese commercial.
This is not sponsored on the podcast.
It's not sponsored, but can you talk about what that was like too? Because you guys have done so many of those and I think it's so freaking cool.
So Jared ate, I'm not even kidding you, because he was the one that took the last bite.
Yeah.
The whole argument in the commercial
is
you know, everybody sits there with that last bite sitting there with your family and with my husband. I would never in actuality hesitate to take that last bite.
You would take it.
I'd always take
you
it.
You have no shame.
I take it when we were at girls' dinners and all that stuff. Yeah. I'm like, whatever. I know these little proper ladies are never going to take the last bite. Yeah. They're actually not going to bite at it at all. Yeah. So here I go.
Right.
I always, no shame there. But the point of the argument is that like nobody wants to like have that awkward feeling of like, I'm going to take the last bite. And I complain that Jared always does it in the commercial. So Jared's the one who actually takes the bite in the commercial.
Good thing he really likes cheesecake.
And he had to eat about 15 of those pieces, which probably added up to like,
Oh, because of all the shots.
Because we had to do it from like each angle. There must have been like at least 12 takes per angle. And then there were four different like resets. So I think it added up to like 15 of those bites, which probably added up to like 3 pieces of cheesecake before 2 p.m.
That's so much.
Yeah. But like I actually got turned on by cheesecake. Oh, I not turned on by cheesecake.
You would get turned on by cheesecake.
But I never really was a cheesecake fan until that day because I would scrape like the bottom of the thing.
Interesting.
It was really good.
I think I bet you if I went back in our repertoire of podcasts.
You probably said that you didn't like cheesecake.
I would probably find one where I go off on how I hate cheesecake because I don't really like it. My father loves it. And now when I'm thinking back, like, I don't know, the texture, it is just like eating sort of like formed cream cheese.
It's a mature texture. It's mature taste. You will end up turning 45 and loving cheesecake.
I completely agree.
I agree. Yeah. It's like, an acquired taste the older you get.
It is an adult taste.
Yeah. Yeah. One and day you're going to really like the texture. I need a cheesecake. And that'll be your 45th birthday.
It's funny because binging Golden Girls has made me crave it because they all that's like their thing.
Really?
Yeah, they gather around the table like to talk at the end of the night and they eat off the same piece of cheese.
Oh, that's cute. Lauren, you're saying when you turn 45. However, have you been 45 for the past decade?
What, me?
Yeah.
You're either born loving cheesecake or eventually at 45 you will like cheesecake. You will like it.
It's funny. So it's like we're proclaiming cheesecake to be an elderly food.
What do you think is the most elderly food?
I think cheesecake's up there.
Stop.
Right? That's a good question. I know.
Okay.
Those the cookies that come in that tin.
Fig Newtons.
No. Well, yes.
Fig Newtons definitely are an older food.
But which one's the one I'm talking about? You know, the blue tin? With those,
I don't know the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, this is gonna kill me. What are they called?
I don't know. Blue tin.
I know they're like sugar butter
they're
cookies.
They're like classic buttery cookies.
Okay, fine. Do you guys think that Malamars are an old person food?
Or what?
Malamar. I don't even know what that is.
We just think they're old because I think Grandpa and Bubby used to have them.
I know Valentine's Day has come and passed by now, but next time you're in need of a gift, especially for a man, because men love watches.
They love watches.
Head over to Movement. Movement is really known for their watches and their sunglasses.
It's like diamonds for guys.
Oh, it is.
It's like they're equivalent to us wearing a necklace or a ring, I feel like.
Yes. Jared doesn't go a day without wearing his Movement watch, and I don't go outside without wearing my Movement sunglasses. So if you guys want to try Movement, which is like just really taken over the whole, it's the fastest growing watch brand in the world.
What's so funny? It's so true, Ashley, because I don't hear about any other watches anywhere.
No, I mean, like, they ship to over 160 countries throughout the globe. And like I just mentioned, not only do they have sunglasses, but they have blue light glasses to protect your eyes from like screens. And they also have minimalist jewelry and other style essentials. They don't break the bank. So when you think about watches, a lot of people think about like, you know, high-end watches. But with Movement, you have that high-end look and a very, very high quality, but you're paying so much less, like
so
a fraction
less
of the cost. Like even if we're talking about like $400 or $500 watches that you see in a department store, with Movement, because they were built online and they do their own process from start to finish, you get a beautiful watch shipped to your door for free. The shipping is free. And if you don't love it, you can ship it right back. And it's so much more affordable.
You can get like a nice watch for less than $200. Father Day's obviously kind of around the corner. I mean, it's not like right there, but I'm definitely going to be getting my dad one. There's this one.
But it's not just for guys.
It's not just for guys. Yeah, they have women's
stuff
too.
There's so many women's. There's this really pretty one that I have from their Legacy Slim collection. It's very like dainty and clean looking. I also just, you know, like I have already said it enough, but their sunglasses, they're like classic, timeless. Like I have a dark lens, you know, mm-hmm. the big cat eye.
So important to have a dark lens where you don't see your eyes. Yeah. The one I was going to get my dad is the Power Lane Sonic. It's like silver and blue and it's just super, I think watches have like a nostalgic factor to them.
I agree.
Because it reminds me of this watch he used to wear when I was little, you know, like just like always looking at your dad's watch on the nightstand. And so I'm excited to buy that for him. Again, under $200. So yeah, we are so obsessed with Movement. So if you guys want to elevate your look with style or elevate a friend's look or family member's look that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/get it. Again, that's mvmt.com/get it. Oh, I have a good one. Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran. Prunes?
Prunes. Okay, Ashley, this is the one
Prunes are an old person food.
Oh, okay. These, the Royal Dansk.
I'm looking
the royal dance cookies.
Or just like the one that says butter cookies.
They're Danish style. That's what it is. A Danish style butter cookies. Right, they come in a tin.
They're pretty good.
They're so freaking good. And they each have like their own little like coffee filter that they have their own little home.
Yeah, yeah. They're good. They're good.
Oh, yes. They have like weird jams in the middle.
Yeah, Lauren.
Some of them, yeah.
Wait, fig newtons. No, prunes are an old person food because it regulates you.
I understand that. But also, I've never seen a young person be like, yum.
I actually used to love them when I was little because you guys know I had pooping problems. So my dad would buy me prune juice.
Ew, prune juice. That'd be
rough. And I would eat real prunes. I would love, you guys know I have a sweet tooth, so I'd love candy and my parents ever bought it. So I'd eat all the raisins, you know, like a full box of like sun raisins or like prunes just to get that sweetiness. And I'd back myself up so much.
They never bought candy when you were a kid?
Not really. You know what? We always had like the generic version of stuff. We did always have...
The generic isn't always bad.
It's not bad, but we had like ice cream, like the Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah. What's Neapolitan
ice cream? It's when it's like strawberry vanilla, and chocolate. Shit, and I just wanted the chocolate.
That wasn't just you. That was like the ultimate birthday cake and ice cream thing.
Yeah. Breyers. Like Breyers Neapolitan.
Why did we do that? It was always half chocolate, half and vanilla, and then there's some strawberry. Nobody wanted the strawberry.
But the strawberry was so good, they would put the least amount of it in the middle, I feel like. But now looking back, strawberry was the star.
Strawberry would never be the star for me. However, I don't mind when there's just a little sliver accidentally in my chocolate.
Accidentally. You just get like a little piece of...
You know, you're like, oh, that was a little tickle to my tongue.
Tickle?
Wait, guys.
Kenny, he's one of Jared, my best friends from Rhode Island. He says whenever he's like ready for food, which is amazingly like every hour he's ready for a meal, he's my ultimate foodie friend.
Ultimate.
He goes, I could use a little tickle in my tummy.
Why is
that's so incredible? Funny.
That's so funny. Awesome.
Wait, yeah. While we're on the topic of like 90s birthday parties.
Yes.
Have I ever talked to you guys how I had my birthday at McDonald's one time and how that was amazing? A thing? Did you guys ever have your birthday at McDonald's?
Not at McDonald's, but that was the most 90s thing.
That was like a thing. Like they had a birthday set. Yeah. Like they would give out like different bibs for all the kids.
And at the movies, if you go to people did at the movies and at our gym.
Ice skating rink. Huge birthday.
Yeah. If you go to any McDonald's like playground restaurant, you can just buy a birthday cake. They still sell birthday cakes.
Whoa.
Wait, like, are they amazing?
Yeah.
Are they great?
Should we bring them back?
We should go buy a McDonald's cake.
Just go to anyone with a playground in it, have them for sale. Oh,
no,
they're like
way.
A Costco sheet. Yeah,
you guys, we should probably try this out and report back.
Let's do it. Oh, McDonald's such a dream.
I wonder if they're doing it during COVID though, because the kids can't play in those.
Oh, interesting.
I saw a TikTok where they went.
Of course. Do you want to give us a TikTok news of the week, Lauren?
Actually,
I have some TikTok news of the week.
News of the week.
First of all, I made 2 TikTok videos. They took me like 6 hours to make. I was like, I can't be. I'm a dinosaur. I'm not meant to be on this platform. It took so much of my day to like get the word to match. I have so much respect for people that do it. Have you guys seen the woman who was using Got to Be gel on her hair?
Yeah, she finally got her ponytail out.
The Gorilla Glue?
Yeah, so woman? She...
But like
she
it ran wasn't out got of, to be, it was Gorilla
no,
Glue.
No, so
apparently.
She ran out of the got to be. So she used Gorilla Glue to spray her hair down. And Lauren, you explain because you're a TikTok news reporter
and a hairdresser.
I think they had to cut her whole ponytail off, and she went to the hospital.
She went to ER because she tried to wash her hair out 15 times and it wasn't coming out or budging because she used Gorilla Glue spray.
Gorilla Glue is extremely strong.
I know, but I didn't know it was like 15 washes proof. Jesus.
Oh my God. I got some on my wedding ring. I mean, don't judge me. I know. And there's still like a little remnants on it that like I'm going to need to get it professionally clean.
No, what? You put Gorilla Glue on it?
I didn't put it on it on purpose. Oh, I was doing a craft. And then
I was doing
an Instagram craft.
Oh God.
And it got right here on those little diamonds. I don't know if you're gonna be able to see, but
I see it.
Yeah, it
damn.
Won't come off.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
So she had to cut off her whole ponytail. I don't know what's gonna happen to the top of her head. I think they're still working on it.
Well, but can she just cut off that first layer, like the top layer? Because it was I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's like her literal
hairline.
That's her whole hairline.
Anyway, she gets a got to be sponsorship for life.
Fun. Yeah, exactly. My dad uses got to be hair gel.
I love got to be's dry shampoo. It's probably the best there is.
Oh, really?
Probably the best there is. Very passionate.
No way.
I agree. I need a good dry stylist agrees. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to buy it. Good to know. Were you about to talk about men and hair gel? Because you know how I feel about that.
No, we've covered that before.
Okay, well, there are two like hot topics that we could talk about that are pop culture topics that relate back to our podcast.
Okay.
One, Sex and the City.
No shit.
So now they came out and said that they were going to live in a COVID world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And this is some major bullshit. I don't know if you guys listened to the episode a couple weeks ago where we talked mostly about the reboot. And I could have called that episode bullshit because I said it a zillion times and I get that from my dad. But this, again, is bullshit.
It is. Yeah. So I guess Sarah Jessica Parker was interviewed and I think she mentioned that COVID and the pandemic would be a part of it, which like, it's just funny because the article that I was reading about it, I think is so true. It's like, first of all, one, we want escapism. Yeah. That's why Emily in Paris was so successful. Yeah. It was so bad. It was good because people just wanted to see a girl in Paris making out with hot guys. So one, we want escapism. Two, how realistic is it going to be when we know that these characters would have just fled to the Hamptons like all the other rich people in New York during the pandemic? Like, it's like, you wouldn't have stayed in the city, Carrie. You wouldn't have.
It's not going to be like pandemic a year ago, right? Where we're like on total lockdown. It's going to be, you're telling me that
so
when they
incorporate masks in and that's basically it.
When they arrive to their diner, they're going to take off their masks.
I just don't you guys feel like in the characters that we know would have just went to the Hamptons?
No.
Yeah.
Miranda wouldn't.
I think 1,000%
Carrie
they
couldn't
would
afford
have.
It. Like even
they've been out there before.
Yeah, they like stay at like the guys' houses.
I don't know, guys. Yeah. I think Samantha. Well, I guess
maybe
Samantha's
like
not in
maybe
it.
If it's Carrie married to Big, then she would be able to go to the Hamptons.
Yeah, they're older now. Who knows?
Whatever. Besides the Hamptons incorporation of it, it's really the escapism that's absolutely ridiculous. It's like, okay, so now
they're
not giving us
Samantha. They're trying to politicize it all, which is just not going to make it fun for anyone.
Wait, remember how you read that Big dies and that's a theory? Yeah. Maybe he gets
He dies
COVID.
Of COVID. He dies from COVID?
Oh, no. That just broke my
heart.
That
would be horrendous. Again,
horrendous.
Again, like that. I'm going to, you guys, we're doing a Patreon and I'm going to say bullshit every episode.
Well, guys, I'm going to die so hard because you know we're going to watch it and I might love it. Like I might be like,
yeah,
finally.
You guys, well, it's just like, it could be good.
That's what I'm saying. There's a possibility it could be like, yay, we have this amazing show back.
Right? Maybe it better feel very similar.
I don't, without Samantha, it's very.
Hey guys, guess what? It's Robbie's time.
You get so excited when we talk about Rothy's.
All right, you guys know. You know all about Rothy's by now, but I'm still going to remind you. They are stylish, sustainable shoes and bags. They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Meghan Markle wears them and Vogue loves them. I mean, do you really need to know? Do you need to know any more to be totally sold on checking these out? They have this one best-selling shoe. It's called the Point in Black, and it has nearly 3,000 near-perfect reviews. And the reason that people give these perfect reviews is because they are the only flat I've ever experienced in my entire life that has no break-in period, and it doesn't cut up the back of your foot. It's so amazing.
Which is so important with
flats.
I mean, it's
so important.
Oh my God, why is that so hard to find? It's wild. They also have bags too, by the way, and you should totally be matching your shoes to your bags, which is why the fact that Rothy's makes both of them so crucial. To your fashion game.
They come in so many colors, prints, and patterns. And they also have free shipping and free returns on eligible items. And if for the environmentalists out there, and we all hope that you care about it to a certain extent, Rothy's has transformed over 70 million water bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks at this point. So you guys, if you want to add a fully machine washable, super, super comfy flat into your wardrobe, check out
all of their stuff at rothys.com/get it. That is rothys.com/get it. Style and sustainability. It's where they meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/get it today. Okay, the other pop culture topic I figured I'd bring up, even though, wow, was it touchy when we did it.
What?
What is it? What is it, guys?
Let me think.
Oh, what is it? What?
Bridgerton? Yeah, Brittany.
Oh, Brittany.
Oh,
I didn't watch
Brittany.
It. I didn't watch it.
Look, I didn't watch it. Like, okay, Lauren's referring to the New York Times FX documentary. It's
on
an hour
Hulu,
and a half,
right?
On Hulu.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
I watched it. I was like, okay, I guess people didn't listen to the I Don't Get It Brittany podcast.
That is so odd. I thought everyone in the world listened to our episode. I don't understand.
That's so weird. People don't know that we're at the forefront of journalism, of pop culture. Like, wow. I'm so taken back. We've been trailblazers in this.
I'm just kidding, guys. No, obviously. But like, really, there wasn't much covered in that. That wasn't covered in our podcast.
Oh, good to know.
Ours focused a little bit more on the current day, like courtroom stuff, and plus like what like her signs may be from social media. Yeah. But they covered it a little bit in this. A lot of it backtracked to just the early part of her career
and all.
Yeah, wow. And then.
Which I'd be curious to watch, actually.
Well, it's like insane, like how she was blamed for. So much like being a bad role model. And then you like look back and Brittany, I'm like, you weren't a bad role model at all.
No. What did she possibly do that was
she
bad?
Literally showed her stomach and like had a curvy body.
Yeah. Remember when we had like, what are those jeans called that were like low rise jeans?
Can you remember the name
remember low-rise jeans?
No, is that, am I saying it right?
Yeah.
I'm so out of it right now. She was the face of those. And I feel like people are like, that's too low. But she would show her thong, you know. Remember when we would lift our thongs?
She had a couple like moments where it was like, oh, okay, that's like overtly sexual for your audience. I understand that. But like people are really mad at Diane Sawyer because she like made it seem like Brittany was responsible for all these girls.
Oh. Wow.
And like then when you watch it back in 2020 through a different lens, you're like, oh, I understand that's pretty bad. Because there's one girl who said, oh, I don't remember. Sorry, guys. The bottom line is the Britney documentary kind of more so than our podcast did back in when we do that August.
Yeah.
Or even before that, affirms that Britney really wants to get out of this.
Wow. It does. That's the angle.
So now
takes.
We really like know that Britney does want to be freed. And Britney and Britney's boyfriend came out today, the day that we're recording this, which is Wednesday, February 10th, and said, and then he called her dad a dick. And apparently something is going down in court today.
Whoa.
And yeah.
Ashley, that's a lot of development.
It is a lot of development.
Right. Well, I just want Britney Spears to be happy. That makes me so sad. Everything she's like been through.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Wild. I was going to say something, but it lost me. What was I going to say?
Apparently,
I miss that kid.
what
was his name? Noah?
I don't know his name. My grandpa watches the news and apparently.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, YouTube sensation. This little kid got interviewed at a carnival and he just kept saying apparently. And he was
I say apparently way more now ever since watching that video.
Same. Like, and I say it the way he says it. Apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be 90 and I'll be like, remember that video? Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't had a viral news interview in a while. Have we? I love when those go viral.
It wasn't. I'm gonna have Naz's live reaction here on the podcast. It wasn't a news video,
but everybody needs
like, this is not just like, I know it's a video, so therefore it may not be as funny through audio, but everybody must see this to lighten their day. You having the worst day ever? You can't not.
Wait,
like,
are you gonna show me the cat?
The old someone showed it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it yesterday. Oh my goodness gracious! Yeah. You guys, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, there was a Zoom courtroom case. And there's a lawyer and a lawyer. And then maybe was there a judge there? I don't know. But there are three men. And then one of the lawyers had an accidental cat face filter on. And you could see all of his expressions and worries through his eyes. He goes, I assure you, I am a human. I'm not a cat.
And he's like, isn't he like, I'm waiting for my assistant to like
help me get the filter off.
Oh my God.
Imagine how do you put filters on Zoom?
I don't know.
Do you think someone was trying to sabotage him?
I don't know.
It did make me feel like you can't take a filter off. Like, how are you going to defend this person or
otherwise? The ultimate boomer video that everyone needs to watch. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, it's really funny.
So, so good. But I miss those, like, viral news videos.
You mean like blooper reels too?
No, like people that get interviewed by the news and then it gets turned into like a song.
No one loves news blooper reels like Lauren.
Yeah, I love them. I watch like every year.
I love them.
It's like every year they put together a compilation of news bloopers and it is impeccable.
Wait, where do you find this?
YouTube. Just YouTube it. I went snowboarding for the first time in my entire life, and I saw a mountain for the first time in my entire life.
Snowboarding's like statistically so hard, like 10 times harder than skiing. Snowboarding's way harder than
really?
Skiing.
Really? I thought that people went
opposite.
No.
People saw me on snowboarding. Okay. So people were like,
did you never see Johnny Tsunami on Disney Channel?
Oh, did they talk about snow and Johnny Tsunami?
Yeah. What do you mean? He moves to a mountain with snow.
My bad.
That's right. you said that so genuinely. You're like, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Lauren. Okay, so
everyone told me that I was going to get altitude sickness going to Vail, Colorado, because it's high up there, no oxygen. Mm-hmm. So the entire time I'm thinking, I'm not going to be able to breathe. Oh my God. I get there and I'm like, am I breathing normally? Yeah, I guess I'm breathing normally. Yeah. Okay. So then
sounds like a panic attack.
Guess what?
Sounds awful.
So I was like, okay, we're fine. The first day, we're fine. The second day, we like go for a walk. I'm like, it's hard to breathe. It's really hard to breathe. Like, and I'm freaking out.
Right. Right.
Anyways, the third day, I go to the mountain where I'm walking up in all of my snow stuff. And then, like, they make you keep a mask on, but I already can't breathe. And then it's hot as shit getting my like snowboarding boots. So I'm like,
it's like so much gear.
It's so much gear. And like, I've never even seen a ski lift before, let alone getting in line with a snowboard strapped on, not being able to breathe.
Can we pause for a second? Whoa. You've never been to like a ski resort and you decided to snowboard on your first day. Don't you have to take lessons first?
Yes, you didn't take lessons.
That's illegal, isn't it?
It should be.
That's literally illegal, Lauren. No, I think you genuinely have to take a class before.
I thought you did too, before they would like allow you to go. But then I guess like, how do you trust that you've been there before?
I've only skied one time. I think I've told you guys I almost died, right? I've shared this story on the podcast. I've skied one time and I had to take a class before.
Oh.
I'll share it after you share it.
Well, basically, I was strapped in And everyone obviously could tell it was my first time doing it. And everyone was like, you got this. And I'm like, I'm going to die. And they had to slow down the entire ski lift for me because I was an idiot. And anyway.
Yeah, because you have to get off of it very, like, at the right. The ski lifts are terrifying.
It's terrifying.
You have to jump off at the perfect moment.
Because I only went skiing in Winter Games. Yeah. And we had a cat crawler that brought us up there, which was equally creepy.
What's that?
It's like this gigantic thing on wheels. Like, it looks like what it sounds like. Cat crawler. Just this.
Yeah.
I'll show
you a picture. Wait, I just learned something new about the three of us and our friendship together.
We're not snow people.
Wait, that would be hilarious if someone dropped the three of us off on a snow mountain.
We're screaming the entire way down.
We'd be like, I don't get it.
So my biggest I don't get it is like, why the fuck is this enjoyable, you know? Like,
well, yeah, like I'd want to go tubing. I've never gone like real tubing.
Bobsledding,
that's really fun. Like, why wouldn't you rather just put your butt on a floaty thing and fall down
Same. I've always wanted to go on a snowmobile because in my head I'm like, this is a jet ski on snow because I'm just like such a water girl.
I gotta send you videos of
I'm a water Pokemon. Oh, that's really cool. It's so funny, Ashley. I've been a guest on all these different podcasts, and it's just funny because I haven't really fully talked about it on like our podcast, which is kind of hilarious. But
that's
like
pregnancy. People want me to come and talk about like pregnancy stuff with other podcasts, and I'm like, well, that's funny. I should probably do that more.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how I feel when I talk about loneliness and heartbreak because I feel like I don't talk about it enough here yet. I go on other podcasts and talk about it, but we are in this epidemic of loneliness. And there was this survey done in 2019 and 60% of Americans said that they felt lonely. And I talk about loneliness a lot because it is the root of a lot of different heartbreak and a lot of sickness, suffering, deaths. It kills more than anything else out there and no one talks about it. And I just want you to know that if you feel lonely, there are resources out there, which is why we work with BetterHelp. It's like one of our favorite sponsors. It is just so convenient. You can go online if you're new to therapy or you've never done it before. It is like the best way to gradually get into it because you can do it from the comfort of your own home in your jammies. And you can talk to someone about anything, whether it's stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, any type of grief, anger. And what's awesome is that obviously anything you share is confidential, but not only is it convenient and professional, it's also affordable, which is why it means a lot to me because therapy can be really expensive. And when you're going through something that's heartbreaking, that's why a lot of people feel like they can't get help. Like, I remember when I was going through my heartbreak, Ashley, I went to a therapy session and I started seeing Dr. Mike, but I was like, man, I can't afford $200 a week. Yeah, like, that's $800 a month.
I've always wondered that. It's like, that's too much. And well, not only is BetterHelp more affordable than traditional offline counseling, financial aid is actually also available, which is awesome. We want you guys to start living a happier, healthier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/get it. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that is BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
Okay, so anyway, so bored. I strapped in. The first couple seconds, I was like, take me down this mountain right now. But then I got used
to it. She looked amazing.
And then I got used to it.
Well, everyone looks amazing in snow gear.
No. She was performing amazing.
Oh, you actually were snowboarding?
Then I started actually fucking snowboarding, which is pretty cool. But then I was like down at the mountain. And anyways, the rest of my trip was basically seeing if I could breathe properly, which in turn made me hyperventilate, which in turn gave me a panic attack. So step, I was like, am I breathing right? And then I would try and breathe again. I'm like, I can't breathe. And then whatever. So then I got home. I hit panic attack at the airport. Drank a lot of...
Wait, what panic attack at the airport?
Remember
because
when you FaceTimed me?
You said that you had to drink. Yeah, you had to like have a drink.
I needed
midday.
Like an alcoholic drink to like calm down. So anyways, then I got back here. And then I started getting back in the swing of things. But I was still seeing if like the oxygen was normal. This is OCD paranoid anxiety, basically, right here.
You were still trying to count your breaths.
I was still counting my breaths. So I was driving to Pilates, like, what was it, yesterday? Day before yesterday? And I was, like, seeing if I was breathing right. And then I just started freaking out because, and then crying, because I was like, am I going to be seeing if I'm breathing right for the rest of my life? And then, so I started crying really, really hard. but then going, like, you know, crying so hard that you can't even fucking breathe.
Oh, no. No, what a vicious cycle.
So I
That's
had to pull
terrifying.
Over, like, some church parking lot, and I called mom, and mom was like, I'm calling dad, and then ended up catching my breath by the end of that. And then I went to Pilates, but, and then my Pilates instructor was, like, really fucking weird about it. Like, I was crying because I couldn't stop, and I would expect her to be really good about it, and she was very, like, you know, it's a pandemic. Everyone's stressing out. And I'm just like, okay. I was like, I don't even know if I want to go to you anymore. I don't know. It was like really, really weird time. But ever since I cried, I have been breathing normally.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, you had to get it out of your system. Now, when you, that was the day that you were super puffy. And I was like, Lauren, holy shit. Did you have a lot of salt last night? Have you been crying your eyes out? Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't tell Hunter just because I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And I didn't want him to worry.
I thought you were keeping it from me.
Maybe you felt like shame and embarrassment around it.
I didn't want like him to think like, oh my God, you're still stressing out about the mountain air issue. Like, it's not that big a deal, but I just got freaked out about it. So, but we're fine now. We're breathing.
I feel, yeah, well, I'm happy you're breathing. Yeah,
that's what makes me sad is that people feel like ashamed to like share stuff or like embarrassed. Yeah, but it's like, that was really scary for you. First of all,
it is terrifying. The story that I have is, you know, I'm a Florida girl. My friend Maria, her and her boyfriend Lenny moved to Colorado. We were in the same sorority. So I went to visit her in Colorado in like 2015, I think, or 16 when I was working on Bachelor. And she was like, let's go skiing. I was like, yeah, I've always wanted to ski. So we had to take a class before. Yeah. And anyone who's ever skied knows that they teach you the pizza, which is like, you know, putting your right and left feet sort of pigeon-toed together to make like a triangle pizza shape, because that's how you maintain like a good pace and that's how you can stop. And so whatever. Marie and I are in this class, long story short, and we're like slaying the class. It's like, go up this little slope and come down. And we're like, oh my God, this is so easy. We're like, skiing is the easiest thing in the world. Like, this is so easy. And so then once the class is over, they're like, all right, well, your passes are good for you to go on like all the green slopes. And so Maria's like, let's go on the blue. Oh, and I think the ascension of difficult.
Why would she do that?
Because Maria's a thrill seeker.
Green, and blue, so, black, and then double black.
Maria and Lenny, like, they've literally grown weed in their basement. She's like one of the coolest friends I've ever had. She's just like so funny. Anyways, so I think the ascension of difficulty, if you've never skied, is like green, and then there's blue, and then black diamond is like super, super hard, like for experts. And so blue's in the middle, extremely difficult. So we go up the blue because we're thinking we're amazing at this and it's so easy. And Maria goes down, and I never saw her for 45 minutes. She just like literally went down all the way. I ate shit. I was like trying to go pizza, 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 pizza. And it wasn't happening.
Did you fall head first over?
I like tumbled. I lost a pole. You know how you have two poles. I lost one. I was hanging onto a branch. I also lost a ski. I lost my glove with the pole, and I was hanging, shaking. And I'll never forget, this woman saved my life. She came up to me and she had hand warmers in her pockets, and she like guided me down the mountain. Aww. And I literally was like, people can die doing this.
Yes. Like,
skiing's terrifying. I'm so jealous of people that learn when they
were kids. It's so nonchalant. I'm like, you're going to fall off a cliff, and it's slidey as shit. It's so slidey.
Yeah, that's so funny, because when there's like ice outside, people are like,
"Watch out!
Be careful walking. Be careful driving." It's like, but then like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, you'll go down this mountain, and it has ice all over it. Yeah.
Like, just go play on the ice.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's wild, and like on top of the fact that I feel like it's harder doing anything cold.
Yeah,
like when I watch the Winter Olympics, I'm like, I don't want to say one's harder than the other, but I'm like, these people are cold and they're
I know.
You know, like Michael Phelps was warm in that water.
It's actually,
no,
I understand.
Michael Phelps was cold in that water.
Oh, yeah, you're
right.
It's
not that cold.
What
do you mean?
I know, but once you start moving, I mean,
why do you think
the water's cold?
How do you know, Lauren?
Okay, I'm so
taking the temperature of the Olympic pool?
Exactly.
I thought it was like common knowledge that like Olympic swimming pools are freezing.
I didn't know that.
Okay, pull that up.
Please Google it, because the diving has to be my favorite event of all time.
Diving
I think.
Is fun. Well, gymnastics will always be my favorite.
Actually, ice skating and then diving.
Ice skating's pretty amazing too, because it is like gymnastics on the ice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Those are top three for sure.
All right, it's 77 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's so warm.
It's so very fine.
People, like, I don't like going into the pool unless it's 82.
That's what I'm
so it's
saying. I need to be 86. Less.
Yeah.
Most people are totally fine with 78.
Oh, Lauren, have you never seen Cool Runnings? Like, the Jamaican bobsled team did it in -4.
Like, but what about Michael Phelps's pool temperature?
On this episode of the I Don't Get It podcast, we discuss the temperature of the water Michael Phelps swam in.
Yeah, you're right.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I do. Okay, so I just want to go back to something real quick, though, because I remember reading a Twitter thread that I found hilarious. Someone was tweeting about Kim Kardashian, and they're like, no one talks about how Kim is a low-key athlete. This woman's, like, jet skiing, and she's actual skiing and doing all this stuff. And I was like, oh, man. And I kind of thought of you that way, Lauren, just now, because you're like, I'm a you know, you were good on the snowboard. And I'm like, is Lorna Canetti a low-key athlete?
Kylie and Kendall can go down like double black mountains with like ease. Like, they're athletes.
They're the family that like definitely grew up skiing though.
Well, yeah. Anyone that grew up in California, I feel like.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the most random state to pick for that.
I don't think at all, because it's like close to all, like people go up north for the winter. Like, I don't know. I feel like people that grew up in LA and California like are good at winter things. You don't think that?
No, I've never thought that.
Not commuters or not like transplants like us.
I never thought that. They've never.
Everyone I've met that's like from here, like went up north, went up to Big Sur, or like whatever.
Maybe
not
but
Big
like,
Sur.
That's also like Virginia too. People
Mammoth.
Always used to go.
I meant
skiing.
To say Mammoth. Yeah, I'm surprised you guys don't know how to ski.
Because my dad's never skied, and like my mom also is like
my mom was.
You know,
my mom,
your mom
almost
isn't
died.
Like leaving the house. Wait, really?
By holding in her poop all week.
Yeah.
Didn't we tell this? We had to have told this story
no,
on the podcast.
I haven't heard this.
Naz, we had to have told this. Okay.
I've
so
never
my mom
heard
was
it.
In like high school. Maybe she's like 20. She was upper teens, early 20s. What?
Okay. I thought she was in high school.
Okay. Fine. So she was in high school.
Whatever. Doesn't matter to anyone.
You're so like, true. That's historically inaccurate.
Okay. So she went on a ski trip. And she's been on multiple ski trips, but there was one ski trip where she went.
Wait,
and
your mom has like the face for ski trips.
She does. She like. Totally does. And the hair.
She literally could
she looks
model
cute in earmuffs.
Ski gear. Exactly. Yeah. Anyways, keep going.
Okay. So she was going with there was a couple guys in the group, and they were all staying like in a more of a communal space. So like they were sharing like bedrooms and bathrooms. Mm. My mom, for a 7-day ski trip, held in her poop.
No.
Because she was too embarrassed to use the bathroom. I don't know how she didn't shit in her middle of the night.
Yeah.
I would shit laughing at a joke.
Yeah.
Yes,
if
yeah.
I was
you're
holding
right.
it in that much.
Yeah.
Wow. That is some willpower right there. That's inspiration.
Lauren, I'm gonna close this podcast with the ultimate confession that I've literally never told you.
What?
Wait, I'm at
it's,
that edge
it's
of
about
my seat.
Pooping your pants. My pants?
Okay. No, all of our
okay,
pants.
What?
When was the last time you pooped your pants? And then I'll save
I've
my story.
I've never
for the
pooped
last.
My pants. In
second
on.
Grade.
I swear. I don't think I ever have. Not that I remember. Maybe when I was really little,
really?
Obviously.
There's distinctive moments for me. one, I was like, my mom, I didn't want to poop at a sleepover. And then I woke up the next morning and I was in fourth or fifth grade. And I had pooped my pants.
No.
That's embarrassing.
So, that's so, like, embarrassing.
Yeah. Thank God I was in my own sleeping bag.
Oh. What did you do? Did you get up with the bag around your legs?
No, I didn't even know until I went to the bathroom that morning. And then I put it down and I had like a diaper.
She wasn't wearing a thong, so it stayed in.
Yeah. Lord. So then I just took my underwear off and I threw them out.
Okay, so what's your most embarrassing poop?
Okay. So then there was a story about, and then there was a time I had like the flu and I kept shitting every time I sneezed.
Every time
I literally went
sneeze?
To like six pairs of underwear during that flu.
No way.
Okay. Look. And then Lauren, we were telling the story. I was telling like, I think the pooping story to Jill
and
our cousin
Jill.
Don't you remember when we were sitting around, this is like maybe like 8 years ago. We were sitting around her kitchen table. We were laughing about the story about me pooping in my pants. Okay.
You should get a Hanes sponsorship.
I remember. Yeah.
You do remember?
I think so, yeah.
And we laughed hard that I was like, I like peed and I like totally farted.
You shit yourself.
Like a big fart. And
did you shart?
I actually told the story of me pooping my pants. And then I went upstairs and I took down my pants. And I actually shit myself while telling the story about me shitting myself.
No. The fucking irony.
Actually, Lauren, I know. But it wasn't a shit. It wasn't a fart. It was a huge shart. It like shot out my butt. Because I was laughing so hard about
pooping
my pants that I pooped my pants.
I remember that laugh distinctly. I remember you standing up and then you're peeing your pants. And yeah.
Yeah.
And why didn't you tell Lauren? Yeah,
because
you were
I was actually that embarrassed. And like I didn't tell Lauren. And Lauren knows everything that like comes out of my body.
Wait, how old are you?
That was why I was so embarrassing. I was like maybe 25. I was like mid 20s.
Wait, but sharding is like
Lauren, I think it was definitely like 24 25.
Sharding is terrifying.
Oh, so funny.
I'm scared of sharding.
Anyway, we have to go now, but that was a great way of wrapping it up.
That was
amazing.
That was funny.
All right, so, now you guys know that the tease on my Instagram will be swipe up for the time that I shit my pants.
Yeah.
As an adult. All right.
Oh,
bye, guys.
Bye.
Subscribe, tell a friend, share it on your IG. Thanks. Bye.
Did you know that everyone has an aura? Do you know what color your aura is? Maybe you have a fiery red personality or a quiet and calm blue or green. You could be an organized and methodical yellow or an explosive purple. Come join me, Mystic Michaela, on my podcast, Know Your Aura, to find out all about how your personality can be explained in colors.
I don't get it. Podcast.